Welcome to October. I can't believe I'm saying that. Time is just flying by. Only the other day was the beginning of 2008. Now it's near the end. But actually here at Cool Towers, that doesn't bother us much. In fact, it's just the opposite. The quicker the months fly by, the quicker we get to bring you yet another brand new, beautiful, great magazine packed full of the juiciest bits of info you could ever want. This month, we're looking at Jamaica in our country special, and Jamaica's second most famous son, Ziggy Marley, on pages 10 and 11. Also this month, the theme is politics, what with the US elections just weeks away. So we've got some fun and some serious stuff about all that on pages 2 to 8. So get on and start finding out all about those great topics. Two pages I'd like to remind you of, though, and they're about how interactive we are as a magazine. We want you to write to us and talk to us. We want to hear your stories, see your pictures, and ultimately to make you famous. See pages 13 and 31 for more information. William and the Cool English Team. Word of the month.
Mullet. Last month we officially launched the anti-mullet campaign. For a world free from mullets. This month we continue the campaign, again featuring the word as our word of the month. Why? We hate mullets. They're not just a haircut. And they're not just Dima Bilan. That's like saying that Hitler's swastika is just a pretty picture. No. It stands for a lot more. In rural America, where people eat babies and marry their brothers and sisters, the mullet is a good thing. Now, if that doesn't tell you something about these haircuts, I don't know what will. More next month.
What they would have said.
Cool English is certainly the finest balm for the pangs of disappointed love.
Jane Austen, 1775 to 1817, Northanger Abbey.